Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show, as usual, by my compadre, Mr. Mikey Kubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Michael, let us begin, as we always do, with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Since we're the first show for the month of March,
all right.
I have about 4 degrees between now and the end of March. How about I just read them?
That's a good thing.
Okay. We're going to start off on Sunday, March the 10th. A knighthood or third degree will be conducted by St. Patrick Council, 4057, located at 87 Marsh Drive in Carlisle. Candidates should arrive no later than 12 noon, and the degree is to begin at 1. On Sunday, March the 17th, an admission or first degree and a formation or second degree will be conducted by Father O'Hanlon Council, 4678. They're located at 850 Stratford Drive in State College. Candidates should arrive no later than 12:30, and the degree is to begin at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday the 24th, a knighthood degree will be conducted by Father O'Hanlon Council, 4678, located at 850 Stratford Drive, again in State College. Candidates should arrive no later than 1:30, and that degree is going to start at 2 p.m. And lastly, on Tuesday the 26th, an admission or first degree will be conducted by St. Joseph Council, 12788, located at 410 East Simpson Street, St. Joseph's Parish in Mechanicsburg. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7. And that's that.
A lot happening, Joseph. A lot
yes,
happening. Matter of fact, the whole month. I guess we should start off by reminding everyone this coming Wednesday will be March 6th is the date, will be the beginning of Lent.
Ash Wednesday.
And I know that you have a guest for the second half of the show. And we'll just leave it at that, but just let you know that we are going to have a guest, and I think it's very appropriate that this individual be here telling us a little bit about what's going to happen during Lent at St. Catherine Drexel. So keep that in mind. Joe, I'll tell you what, I wanted to run through some of the stuff that's coming up here for the nights, just to kind of make it easy for everybody. March 15th, this is a date that you should all be remembering. This is the cutoff for the state awards. They have to be sent in to me. You should have the information. It appears on the state website. But if your council wants to be recognized by the state and eventually, in some instances, by Supreme for the good works that they do, go ahead and get the information in. It's not hard. I know you guys do so much. So much is being done at the councils. That we should tell everyone that what we're doing. Along those lines, and this is a little bit later in the future, you know, we owe something to our brother knights, Joseph, and those that have passed away. And if nothing else, we owe them our prayers, and we do that every year at the state convention. We do a memorial mass, for all those brother knights who have passed away during this past fraternal year. Cutoff date for that is April 15th. Again, it's a fillable form. It's on the Knight State website, and Joe's going to give you that later after we get done with all of this stuff where you can find the information. But I think that these are things that are coming up, and you should know about it. My brother's March 20th. It's a chapter meeting. It's going to be at Our Lady of Lourdes at 225 Salt Road in Enola. It starts at 7:30. Chapters are important. They truly are. Because no council can do all the work that's required within an area. Even a district, it's very hard for 4 or 5 councils. If you recall your second degree, and if you just recall the one word that comes out of that is unity, together we can do so much more than we can as individuals. That's why chapters are important. if you see the good works done by our chapter here. I'm just going to name two right off the top of my head. Camp Kirkenwald. We were able, with the golf tournament last year, to be able to give the bishop money to be able to sustain that and allow it to occur for the individuals that attended. Quo Vadis Days. The chapter's been supporting that through individual councils for the past, I guess, 12 years, definitely. This will be our 15th year. But initially, we tried to do it at the council level, and it got too large. We did it at the district level. It got too large. And now we finally have it at the chapter level.
And it seems to be working fine.
It does.
Yes.
Because that's where we need it, Joe. This is, I mean, you know, let's face it. There is no council that wouldn't be happy to see a new priest come into their area.
Amen.
Well, without Quo Vadis Days, my brothers, it doesn't happen. So we do want all councils to support that. And you'll be seeing emails coming out about it. But it's nice to come to a chapter meeting. Meet your fellow Grand Knights. Meet your district deputies. Most of the state officers that are in this area attend. Our state deputy attends. This is a good opportunity to talk about things that you would like to see done, or maybe things that you don't like that are being done, and let people know. Along that, we have another one coming up, March 31st, Central East Regional Meeting. And that's going to be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. It'll be sponsored by Council 12788. That's at 410 East Simpson Street in Mechanicsburg. Again, the date is March 31st. And the meetings for regionals always start at 2 o'clock. It's good if you're there earlier. But there's two good meetings to attend. Go to the chapter meeting, find out what you can do to help out our diocese. Go to the region meeting and find out what you can help out and make changes in the entire state program. I guess I got one last one to go. And this is actually in April, Joe. I know you're going to be there. I'm there. The men's conference.
Yes.
It's going to be at Bishop McDevitt High School. That's over at One Crusader Way in Harrisburg. And my brothers, if you're looking at, I know a lot of guys say, well, how do we get our spiritual reflection in for the Faith in Action program? That's one way. The other way is what Joe will be discussing with Father, our guest, in the second half of the show. So those are the kind of things that you can do to meet the requirements of spiritual reflection, and actually a lot of that you can bring in with the Faith in Action programs. Now we have one other thing, and this is going to be, as you all know, we tape our shows. So we're not live when you're hearing this. And we have a dinner scheduled for Holy Family Radio, and it's going to be actually the day before this broadcast.
Right. It's on March the 1st, which is Friday. This show will air Saturday afternoon at 12:30. So that being said, Michael.
Yes. What we're going to do is, and we're doing this a little different. First of all, I think if you really pay attention, this is Holy Family Radio. And a family consists more than just of knights, even though we have knight talk here. So this year we're going to do it a little bit different. All those councils that contributed money, and hopefully some that are hearing us now that maybe weren't able to contribute because their meeting was canceled because of inclement weather. I know ours was for our council.
Ours was too.
If you're able to contribute, all you have to do is send it into Holy Family Radio, put down for the knights' sponsorship of the dinner. And that money will be credited, and we really appreciate it. But what we're going to do this year is a little different, Joe. I know last year we drew names, and we said, okay, we have a table of eight, and we're going to bring a knight in from every council to get selected. Going to do it a little different this year. We're still going to do the drawing. But when we pick out a council, I will contact the Grand Knight, and we're going to ask for not just the knight, but his lovely lady to attend also. So we're only going to pull out four. And I've got them all in a hat, and Joe will test to this. And I'm going to let Joe pick out the first one.
I'm the one that's going to have to stand up and pick. All right, there's number There's number one.
Number one, huh? It's really neat. It's Council 12788. That's my home council. I did not do the picking. I will notify them this evening on who may attend for tomorrow.
And there's number two.
Number two is Council 3501, and they will be notified. The third
and
one,
number three,
is, as soon as I open up this paper, I think I folded them too well, Joseph. 4068.
And last but not least.
Last but not least, 10502. These four councils will be contacted, they're Grand Knights, and we will ask them to send a representative, husband and wife, to attend the dinner yesterday on Friday, tomorrow, based on the fact we're taping Thursday.
There you go. And we like to see the room filled. We had we got a little bit bigger room than we had last year, Michael, at the hotel, which is a good thing. All of the radio station volunteers, our station manager, and everybody are going to, and the show hosts are supposed to be there. It's going to be an enjoyable time. We have a good speaker. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't.
So hopefully we will do well. I look forward to seeing everybody Friday night, March the 1st, at the Sheridan Harrisburg Hershey on Rundle Road. Michael, we'll see you when I see you. Probably at a chapter meeting or...
or a regional free throw or something.
Throws, whatever.
State
yeah.
free throw.
Yeah. All righty. We're going to kind of wrap things up here. You got about 2 minutes. You want to throw some other little bits of information out there that you have?
Yeah, my words of wisdom.
There you go. If you want to call it that, sure.
No, I you know, one of the things that, again, what we've talked about is the family is what is important. And, you know, this is a good opportunity, Lent coming up. Take the family out. Joe's going to mention... a little bit about our upcoming guest, and he's going to be on here in about, I guess, a minute and a half, Joe.
A minute and a half, so 2 minutes.
Why don't you try to give a little prelude to that?
All right. Our guest for the second half is going to call in by telephone. It's Father Chris Alar, and he is going to be giving a parish mission on March the 10th through the 12th at St. Catherine Drexel in Mechanicsburg. And we'll be back with Father Chris right after these messages. Welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I have my co-host Mike Jakubik with me. And right now we are joined by Father Chris Alar. And Father Chris is going to be doing an upcoming parish mission at St. Catherine Drexel Catholic Church in Mechanicsburg, where my friend Father Ken Smith, is, I believe, is still the pastor over there. And the parish mission is going to be Sunday, March the 10th, Monday, March the 11th, and Tuesday, March the 12th. Good afternoon to you, Father.
Hello. How are you today?
We are doing well. I was just looking to some interesting topics here for the parish mission. I was noticing, like on Sunday, Mary, the gift of mercy. And then Monday would be why we need the Eucharist and confession, another good concept, huh? And then wrap
Yes, absolutely. And then that's followed by the third night. Each of the three nights are different. The talk, as you just mentioned, in the first night or on the first night, which will be Sunday, March 10th, is a really good talk on Mary. And people probably might be thinking, well, oh, we've heard, you know, many talks on Mary. Catholics, you know, they venerate her. But it really, this talk is going to bring you, I think, some angles that you maybe never heard. And it really opens up a whole new vision of the way Mary, what her role is, and how she is a gift of mercy, and why would we want to ever not accept a gift, especially a gift from our Lord. And that talk on Mary and each of the talks will only be about an hour or so, maybe a little slightly longer. So each night we can get the people in and out. It starts at 6 o'clock, and I just have some really good stories. We interject things of real-life examples, so it's not just going to be, you know, and I don't read, so it's going to be more or less giving examples, storytelling, and teaching. And just that first night, if anybody could make it there on Sunday, especially is on our Blessed Mother. And as you mentioned, the next two nights are also on the sacraments, confession and the Eucharist, which again, I'm bringing up a lot of things I think that the people will never have heard before. And then finally, wrapping it all together on the last night of Wednesday about the essence of divine mercy and what you got to do and what you need to know to receive that special grace.
And when I first saw the Monday night, why we need the Eucharist and confession, being Catholic, it's like, what a concept. You know, it's like
well, and that's the interesting thing. The shocking numbers of the Catholics that are actually going to the sacraments. And that's the whole point. You know, the difference is between what we believe as Catholics and what non-Catholic Christians believe is mainly the sacraments. If you look at there is, I believe, between 30 and 40,000 Christian denominations in the world today. Now, the question is, which one? They can't all be the full truth, because then they'd be the same religion. So the question becomes, which one of those has the fullness of the truth? And we believe and we know that Christ started the Catholic faith, and the gift that came most of all in that is the sacraments, whereas our, God bless them, our non-Catholic Protestant brothers and sisters, they think, you know, oh, okay, yeah, we have communion too, but it's just grape juice and bread, or it's a symbol. And the difference is, and many of our Catholics don't understand, is the sacraments actually do something. They're not just a symbol. They're actually efficacious grace, which means that it's not just a symbol, but you're receiving the actual grace. And when we go to confession, that prepares us to receive him in Holy Communion. And again, we've got tons of stories, great examples. I think the people are really going to enjoy it, because I'm going to answer the old famous questions. Why do I have to go to a man? I confess my sins directly to God. I'm going to answer the questions of what three things that you need to have in order to have a valid confession. If you're missing any one of the three, your confession is not valid. And we don't ever want that to be the case. I'm going to talk about the famous example of where it's in Scripture. And so confession is very, very important. And likewise, on Holy Communion, we will also focus on where is that in the Scriptures and how the Book of Revelation is really about the Mass and Holy Communion. And, you know, a lot of people, the same thing. Well, it's just a piece of bread. Then we go into Scripture and we really give some great examples of why we need, as baptized Catholics, this sacrament especially for salvation.
Yeah, I think one of the good things too, Father, is the time. Here we are, we're going to be almost 1 week into Lent, and you'll be having this renewal and this information concerning the most important parts of our faith, because let's face it, without the Eucharist, without the priest, we have no Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, we have no faith, because that is truly our Lord and Savior. So I'm really thankful
Absolutely.
That you're able to do this. I'm just saying, I'm really thankful that you're able to do it, and St. Catherine Drexel's Parish brought you here at such an appropriate time.
And it is. You know, Lent, a lot of people think, oh, well, Lent's just giving up chocolate or something like that. And it's so much more than just simply picking a simple penance. Lent is a time of recommitment. It's a time to enter in with our Lord to not only his passion and his death, of course, in the sacrificial part, but in his resurrection at the conclusion of Lent. And how beautiful is it that we can take this journey with him and our fellow members of the body of Christ, I saw an interesting survey, and it basically, you know, I'm as I'm talking here, hoping that your listeners contemplate this for a bit. You know, our days today are so crazy busy. I'm not even married and don't have children, and my days are 7 days a week till midnight every night. They're just so busy. And I can't even imagine what it would be like also being a mother or a father and a husband or a wife and a parent and whatnot. And so I find it interesting, the survey that I saw, and it said, what do people hold on to the tightest? And I thought it would have been money, but actually the answer was our time, because we have so little of it. So what could I possibly say to compel your listeners right now listening to come to this mission? And that is, God will never be outdone in generosity. You give him just a little tiny bit, and he'll give you so much more. We give him just an hour of our free time. That means so much to God. And I promise you, he won't be outdone in generosity. And that leads us kind of to the third night, which we're talking about God's divine mercy, which is his generosity and how much he gives us. And so we want to teach the people how to receive these gifts. You give a little of the Lord, he's going to give you a lot back. And, I'm an example of that. I was an engineer. I had my own business. I had a home on the lake down in Lake Norman in North Carolina. I had my business on the other side of the lake. I drove my boat to work, was engaged to the prettiest girl in North Carolina, and just thought God had given me everything. And then when I learned about divine mercy, I realized I really had nothing. I needed him. I ended up giving all that up, ended up giving everything away, and now I have nothing. We live on $50 a month, basically. And, you know, our insurance is paid and our food and room is paid for, so it's not too bad. But we live on $50 a month for personal things, so I have really nothing. But I've never been happier in my whole life. And I want to share that with the people. And the answer is God's mercy. When we turn to him, especially in the time of Lent, we can give him a little of our time. He will reward you. You don't know how, you know, when or where, but he will. And let us open our hearts and try to receive those gifts that he wants to give us.
Yeah, I had a parish priest tell me one time, I was having some difficulties and went and talked to him. And he said, sometimes, Joe, you have to let go and let God. You know, mm-hmm. It's how true that is.
Mm-hmm.
How true that is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think, go ahead, Father.
No, it's exactly true, because the hardest thing that we want to do is not trust ourselves. We trust ourselves in everything. But the message of not only divine mercy, but the whole scripture, the whole Bible, and the diary of St. Faustina is trust. And Jesus said that trust is the vessel by which all grace is received. In other words, you don't get to heaven without grace, and you don't get grace without trust. And the only way we trust is to realize God is God and we are not. And that is the hardest thing to do. Let go and let God is very true.
There you go. Father, we're fast approaching the end here. We got about 2 minutes or so left. I'm assuming that you're going to be traveling tomorrow to be here over the weekend for the mission, or are you going to come up on Sunday?
Yeah, this is a weekend.
Yeah, I will be there, the Lord willing. I will be there to speak at the Vigil Mass on Saturday night, followed by the Masses on Sunday, and that will be to begin the mission on Sunday night. Again, Sunday night at St. Catherine Drexel starts the mission on the March 10th at 6 p.m., followed by Monday and Tuesday, each night at 6, and again, all nights will be different. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone there.
Well, I think for our listening audience, they've all got an opportunity to hear a little snippet of your personal beliefs and how you believe in our Lord. So we're inviting everyone to attend Father at St. Catherine Drexel. The information will be listed at our website. It'll also be mentioned during the shows for broadcast. And I hope we all get to see you there, Father, and thank you so much for all that you do.
That would be great, and I'd be happy to meet with anyone or talk with anyone. And, you know, one last thing, if I may mention, and that is the fact that prayers are so needed right now. I just finished a book on God's divine mercy and suicide, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about that during the mission. But I just ask for prayers from your audience for this book to reach the right people, and I will keep you and all your listeners in prayer as well.
Oh, Father, before you go, could we have your blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask you to send the Holy Spirit down upon the ministry and all the work and all the listeners present, hopefully through the message of divine mercy, all will be able to attend this parish mission, where we, through the intercession of Mary and all the saints, and through the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, may bless all those present and listening, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen, and God bless.
God bless. For Night Talk, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.